Good morning, 7:57 a.m., August the 3rd, 2016, Wednesday. I'm going to get past this mowing machine. Up and at it early this morning. It's going to be another hot day, I would presume. So, I've got a lot of feedback. A lot of it aligns. I've got a lot of feedback that agrees on most points. I've got some disagreement on a couple of points, and I apparently have a very different view of what this story is about than some, which means that the story in my head is not the one that's on the page. I need to address that. I started addressing it yesterday. I know the big one was, how could Natalia not have known? And the answer is, what makes you think she didn't know? And I found the conversation where it appears that she's questioning one thing when in actuality she's questioning something else, and it makes it look like she doesn't know what's going on. So yeah, I can fix that, and I've even got something better to go in there. So I'm pleased with that. I need to. I'll try this again. I got a phone call from a telemarketer, 8 o'clock in the morning, which is, I believe, since it came from Tennessee, a violation of federal law, but I'm beginning to think it's just a function of life in the early part of the 21st century. anyway. So yeah, I've got a lot of agreement on about three points in the story that need to be addressed. I've got some other things that only one or two people picked up on, but have made me go, Things that make you go, So, I'm up to chapter 13 at the moment. I need to go back and revisit the beginning again. I need to go back and deal with some of the... I only need to deal with one thing in the beginning, in the first. First three chapters hang on together. It's 4, 5, and 6 that have a bit of a problem. I'll go deal with those after I get through to the end and get the big changes plugged in. There are a couple of situations that pretty much every beta reader... Well, no, that's not true. The majority of beta readers like the story as it sits. The majority of beta readers said, yeah, this is pretty cool. I liked it a lot. And that was it. And that was, you know, it's like... The big question is, does it work? The answer was, and for the majority of people, yes. In fact, for everybody, yes. Even the people who had problems with it, I think everybody said it worked. There were things that made them go, as I said before, And those I'm looking at. One thing that was interesting... and clearly it came from a beta reader who is not a regular follower in the Facebook group or even pays that much attention to my blog, which is not surprising. It's the blog is for collecting hardcore fans. What's amazing is that what's interesting is that I have someone who is not a hardcore fan who nevertheless wanted to be a beta reader. And the issue was the central bank. Why is High Tortuga the central bank for CPJCT when CPJCT is the... why don't they control their own bank? Which is a really good question. It's a really, really good question. Because it sort of gets to some of the fundamentals of how CPJCT, or what's known as the High Line in toehold space, the relationship between the High Line and toeholds, it is not as Pip has described it in Ashes. It is not as Ishmael believes, which is based largely on what Pip has told him. The smuggler's tales are intended to show where that dichotomy lies, because it's not the way it looks. I hate splicing these things together when people call me on the phone, but I suppose I could shut the phone off when I start recording, but that's just one more step that I'd probably botch. Okay, eastward bound. Sun is up. It's hot out. Good morning. Good morning again. I saw her earlier. So yeah, the feedback coming back is good. I gotta get it. Monk post. Yesterday was kind of a half-assed day. I worked actually through first 10 or 12 chapters. Did a couple chapters this morning. Went up to 14, so yeah, 10 or 12, something like that. But reading the feedback, going through the manuscript, trying to figure out how to address some of the common problems. There's one question I've just popped back. PC Herring asked. He made a comment that I'm so coherent today. I have had about a half a cup of coffee. I did sleep in. I haven't had any food, so bear with me. So the question was basically, why doesn't Natalia know more than she appears to know? And right on down the line. And I'm looking at this going, what? Because there's been 4 or 5 people who have said that. And I still look at it going, really? What? And PC asked it in a way that puts a different light on the whole question, which is, the comment was something he expected that someone who grew up in toehold space would know more. And yeah, I would expect somebody who grew up in toehold space to know more. What makes you think she grew up in toehold? Good morning, good morning. That was interesting. I'm waiting. I just got that email as I was coming up to the stop sign to turn on the recorder. And that was he made several very good comments. And that was one that made me go, eh? What? Well, they should think she grew up in toehold space. And I think the answer is that she doesn't say she grew up anywhere else. I thought it was clear she didn't grow up in toehold space because she talks about her father taking her on trips into toehold space. The implication, of course, being that if you're going to make a trip into, to get an introduction to toehold space, then that sort of means you live somewhere else. And the conditions are relatively binary. Oh, that wasn't the same lady. Huh. Lady on a bike, the one I went by a few minutes ago, is not the same one, because here she is here. Good morning. I've been paying attention to bicycles lately for some reason. I can't imagine why that might be. I did stop for a moment in the garage and look up at where my Fuji. Fuji 312S road bike has been hanging pretty much since we lived here, which was 24 years. I did have it down at one point and I was going to use that for my daily exercise. Trash truck coming. Sun is hot already. I needed to be out at 6 o'clock and not 7, but the way it goes. Even 7 o'clock instead of 7:30, probably. So yeah, I've been looking for bikes, and the question is, do I do something rash, like pick up a yard sale bike? Morning. And then take it up to the bike shop and have it pimped out. Because nobody's going to pay any attention to a yard sale bike, even if it has baskets on it, even if it has a rack on the back. And yes, somebody... I think John Culp talked about doing this. The thing about a heavier bike is it can take heavier tires, which are going to be less prone to picking up Texas tacks, which are everywhere here. And while pedaling uphill might not be as easy in a heavier bike, if it's properly geared, that'll make a big difference. If it's the right size, that'll make a big difference. I was reading on the internet about people who are doing the bicycle grocery shop thing, and pretty much everybody says this is really cool, but you have to plan ahead. You have to not buy heavy things. You know, I can go to the grocery store once a week in the car and load up on heavy things. But it's like today, I'm going to have to do some chicken. I don't know if I've got the marinade I want. I don't know if I've got enough sweet potatoes to go with it. Because I use some of them. And so it's like, yeah. Make a quick run down to the grocery store. It's a shame to take the car when I could do it almost as quickly on a bicycle and not burn any gas. Get a little extra exercise and feel good. Well, the other thing I'm going to need is shoes. That was it. Because I really only ever wear these hiking boots anymore. It's pretty much the only footwear I wear. And if I'm gonna ride around on a bike, I need to have at least some sort of trainer or running shoe or something that'll fit in the toe clips. Because I don't think these are quite do it. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.